Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the Human Body. I'm the fastest talker in the world. I'm going to do this entire podcast talking this quick. Oh, my name is Dr. Michael Todorovic. I'm joined by my co-host, Dr. Matthew Barton.
Lucky I'm the one speaking today, because that would be
damn it
grating after a while.
Yes, that's true. I was trying to act like one of those people who announces auctions. And doing it with the man in the big blue hat that was sold. What was that? Was that good?
Wasn't terrible, but I'm not sure you get a job at a real estate.
Fine. Anatomical dead space, the letter A, that's our term today. You're going to be leading this one, because as soon as I heard of dead space, I'm like, well.
Deadbeat.
That sounds just like deadbeat. I know somebody who could do this. plus, every time I talk to Matt's mum, he calls him anatomical. He goes, I say, how's Matt doing? And she goes, oh, that anatomical dead space. And I go, yeah, I know. I hear you, sister. So tell me about anatomical dead space. I have a feeling it has something to do with the respiratory system.
Brilliant.
I could be wrong.
Brilliant.
All right, what is it?
So
Should I
answer it straight away? I'm just going to lead it in with this question.
All right.
If you were to go to a pool, a backyard, no, it doesn't really matter what pool it is.
Cool.
It has to be deep enough. Let's say it has to be at least 3 meters deep.
It's a deep swimming pool.
Okay.
It's a deep backyard pool. Don't know anyone with a pool that deep.
All right. So you go to the public pool. And you go to the deep end, and I say, Mike, before you jump in and sit at the bottom for 10 minutes.
You mean before I kill myself?
I want you to take this hose in with you. Right. Or maybe just a length of pipe.
Okay.
Let's say a PVC pipe.
All right.
Okay.
You thought this through.
Take this down with you to the bottom of 3 meters.
Okay.
And allow the pipe to go up to the top of the...
I've seen this in many ninja movies where the ninjas will jump into the lake and they'll have like a hollow reed. And they'll
breathing
out the bamboo or the hollow reed.
Okay. Almost like that, but do it with a PVC pipe.
Okay.
Okay, so it's 3 meters in length. You're sitting in the bottom of the pool.
Right. So it has to be deep.
Can you breathe that way?
Well, you would think that you can, because you simply just... you've got a longer pipe to breathe through, right? Because you're already breathing through a hollow pipe called the trachea and bronchi.
That's great.
So my thought would be, sure, you can do it. However, you need to remember that that pipe – now, correct me if I'm wrong. If I'm at the bottom of the pool, I bring that pipe down with me.
Yeah, yeah.
That pipe –
no, it's got no water in it.
Sure. Okay. But that pipe has air in it already, existing air.
Yes, that's right. And atmospheric.
Yep. And you could calculate the volume of air existing in that pipe.
You could,
right? Which I would assume would probably be at that length at least a litre, right?
Oh, way more.
Maybe a couple of litres, right, of oxygen or air.
Yeah.
So when you take a breath in, you need to really be able to use a significant amount of musculature to bring that air into the lungs itself and then to breathe it back. Now, I would say the first breath in might not be too bad, but as you breathe out carbon dioxide, you're just going to fill the pipe up with carbon dioxide. and so you would need to really puff out, and you don't have the lung capacity to be able to puff that air out. So I would say after one or two breaths, you're going to be really in a rough place to be able to breathe.
What if, when you go to breathe out, you just kind of blocked it off, breathed out into the water, and then just put it back into your mouth?
I would say if that's the case, you'd have to continually bring in new air ultimately from the atmosphere down a 3-meter pipe. I would say that it would be hard.
Challenging.
Going. Yes.
Well, my answer would be no, you couldn't do this.
Right.
And the reason for it, and you explained it well, you've got a lot of area that is not partaking in gas exchange. That
sure.
You're trying to move air to and from, which is going to become polluted. I know that's a bad term, but what's a better term? It just means there's more carbon dioxide mixing with it and less oxygen. And over time, it's going to be futile air.
Yeah, that's why I think you'd be able to do a couple of breaths, but after that it's going to be hard going. My thought would be it would be no different to breathing through a 3-meter PVC pipe on land.
Yeah, probably right. the only additional challenge would be going down 3 meters would make it even harder for you to
expand your lungs
because you're under pressure of the water.
Yes.
With the water column.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the take home, well, not the point I'm
still
trying to make.
I don't know what anatomical dead space is.
Okay. So dead space as a term just means air that's not partaking in gas exchange.
Right.
Okay. So there is anatomical dead space and there's even alveoli dead space.
Right. So in this case, anatomical dead space
is air that's within the conductive system.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Of so, your tract.
So oral cavity, trachea, bronchi, bronchioles, all the way up to respiratory bronchioles.
Brilliant. And that, I couldn't really find an exact amount of distance, but my estimation, that would be about a meter worth of tubing.
If you were to add all the tube legs up together.
Yeah, because you go from, you're basically going into 23 divisions. Mm. So from the single in the trachea, and then you've got to branch 23 times to get to the alveoli point.
Mm. It might be better to think about surface area.
Yeah. But when you do a normal tidal volume of just a normal inspiration at rest, you are bringing in about 500 mils of air.
Half a litre.
Now, it's got to go through all the conductive pathway until it gets to the alveoli, which is now can partake in gas exchange, which is get oxygen in and get carbon dioxide out of the blood, right? Now, of that 500 mils, you've 150 mils is not getting past the conductive zone.
Right.
So that's – so one third of it is useless air. Okay. So anything that increases that conductive pathway will increase the dead space.
Right.
So when you use this example of the pool, the long PVC pipe, you're just adding more and more dead space to the mix. So that's decreasing the amount of volume that you can partake in gas exchange.
Oh, so my assumption would be that's only if you were to begin with a fully empty and void lung. Like if the tube was completely void of air and your conducting pathway was completely void of air, and then you took your first breath in, I would say that, well, firstly, you wouldn't be able to take that first breath in because you couldn't get you don't have the lung capacity or the musculature to be able to bring that much through the pipe, which demonstrates, again, that the dead space that you've got there. But like you said, because there's more dead space to move through to get the carbon dioxide out, it's just continually mixing. And you would have to really forcefully breathe out to get all the carbon dioxide out, and really forcefully breathe in to get more oxygen in, because it has to travel the longer distance of the dead space. Yeah. So you basically, we've got all that area. Now, my...
And that's a consideration for when people put in airways.
Yes.
So if you want to intubate people and you're adding actually, you're adding conductive respiratory tract.
Right.
That's a consideration that you need to have.
You might have increased forced airflow.
That's right. You may have to then ventilate them.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. So, and I think an interesting point to add here is that anytime you forcefully exhale, regardless of how forceful you exhale, you don't push all the air out of your lungs.
No, definitely not. And that's the point of this is like you are emptying your alveoli, but a portion of that is staying within, you know, the let's say the bronchial, which then fresh air comes in and you're mixing it. Mm. And so there's always going to be a degree of not perfect fresh air.
Yes. But you also don't exhale 100% of the air in your alveoli.
No, either. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. So anything else? Is there any conditions with dead space? I suppose any time you, like you said, increase the length of that dead space the anatomical region of that dead space, you're going to have some issues.
And that's where I guess once you have an airway put in for an individual, like intubation, like a tracheotomy.
Oh, so you're bypassing a 12 centimetres-ish.
Well, you still got tubing coming in.
Oh, of course, yes.
You would need to play around with their breathing dynamics.
Good point.
So you need to be able to expand them, hold it open longer, decide on how much you are, the frequency of breathing, all that kind of thing to try to...
To that point, this might be relevant or not, but I think it's interesting. I read a paper by a number of Australian anaesthetists. I don't know if I told you this. So when you undergo anaesthetics, right, for general surgery, so you're going under general sedation, they paralyze your diaphragm, right, and they ventilate for you. Mm. These anaesthetists underwent anaesthetic themselves. Obviously, another anaesthetist did it, but they didn't put them to sleep. They just did the paralysis part. So they were awake the whole time while they were being ventilated, so that they could experience
what it's like
and then write about it.
Oh, okay.
100% of the anaesthetists said that they were gasping for air. They said that they could not, because they couldn't control the air coming in and out, it constantly felt like they were starving of air, which is anxiety-inducing right now.
Which is just, that term is dyspnea.
Yes.
And that's just the conscious awareness of needing to breathe.
Yeah. And that they were saying that what they got out of that was they feel like they need to be introducing more air into the lung with each, you know how they either the machine's doing it or they're squeeze, I can't remember what it is, they're squeezing the bag.
Yeah, the bag. Right?
But they're basically saying that they feel like one of the things that they now recommend is to just bring more air in. They said one of the things that helped was to try and consciously think that you're breathing in the pattern that the machine or the anaesthetist is breathing for you.
Look, without knowing the physiology at all, I just wonder if it's a perception you could never get past.
Yeah.
Like it really doesn't even come down to the amount you put in.
Yeah.
It's just you not having control over it.
I think there's a big part
like
of
proprioceptive feedback.
It's an interesting paper. I can't remember what it's called, but I recommend everyone Googling.
That would be horrible. And also, you know, those like locked-in syndromes where you're aware of everything, but you can't communicate.
Yeah.
Those things are like nightmares.
Oh, yeah. And so I think that's what was basically happening. So what topic was that? That was anatomical dead space.
Ever Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.